knows the personnel?
And the and the quarterback and what you guys like and what you don't like.
I don't think it's that much of a problem at all. I think we're running a completely different offense than anything he's ever done here. Guys are being put in different positions and situations than we ever were with Andy. It's a completely different offense.
What would it be like, you know, going against his team on Thursday? Is that something you're looking forward to?
I look forward to every week. It's not like I'm looking at this as, you know, this is an awesome, this is an extraordinary game. You know, it's, I look forward more to the Redskins because that's an individual opponent that makes more of a difference on whether we're making the playoffs. But every single game in the NFL matters, and I'm approaching it like it's a Kansas City Chiefs game, not that we're playing former coaches or anything else.
It's not quite demanding for us.
You know, we paid attention to it when it first popped up, and but again, you know, you can't get caught up in that. You know, yeah, they'll all be in town and everything, but I mean, it's not going to affect. You can't let that affect your preparation, your focus, the way you handle every single week. If you're letting that affect the way you prepare for a football game, you're not going to be very successful, probably.
To know that, hey, listen, he's coming from college and doesn't really know all the facets of the game, and he's got to learn on the job too. Is that fair to say?
No, that's not accurate. He's put a great coaching staff around him, around himself, and the stuff that he's doing offensively. But I know a lot of pro coaches can take notes from, you know. So there are certain things that all of us make mistakes, and he was just saying just that. I'm not reading anything more than that. He said he made a mistake on something, and that's the type of guy he is. If he said that, then it just shows the type of person.
Jason, how do you guys physically get ready to play just 4 days after a tough game on Sunday?
Well, you try to back off a little bit when it comes to certain type of practices, and mentally, the game Thursday will be won mentally, and who prepares the best. You know, as far as classroom work, both teams are going to, you know, kind of back off on the legs a little bit. And you just got to be more prepared and prepare for their looks. Even if you don't see it in practice, you got to be willing to take the time out and examine what they do.
Jason, you guys are obviously as an offense conditioned to go fast and always to go as fast as possible. Does it make it hard sometimes to slow it down, to go slower when that's what the game calls for at that time?
At what time?
Like late in the game, if you're trying to milk a clock.
Why would we milk a clock? We're not winning.
No, I'm not saying yesterday.
Yeah.
There might come a time where you have to do that. I mean, well, you had to do it against the Skins a little bit. And
we turned the ball over. We was going actually really slow, and I turned it over versus the Skins. So that situation hadn't presented itself, and I'm pretty sure once. You know, it does, that coach will do what's necessary. And we're not a firm believer, nobody is. You win games. You don't try to lose, you know, not to lose. You got to go out and win in this league. The teams that try to hold on to wins and playing scared, they usually lose.
That's how he's been since the day he got here. He's a real person. You know, he knows that he makes flaws just like the rest of us do. Or has flaws just like the rest of us do. So, I mean, owning up to something that you didn't know or whatever, I don't think it's that crazy. You guys just aren't used to it.
I mean, you realize he's learning on the job, I guess. Like, you guys are learning new offense or whatever. It's that kind of a mindset. Even though it was, having Michael in there would have probably helped you out.
Yeah. I mean, with the rules of the game, you know. You had to go out for a play.
Todd, how tough is this for a player when you have a game on Sunday and then 4 days later you got another game? I mean, these are normally the days where you're recovered and now you're out there practicing.
Yeah, it's tough, but they're in the same boat as we are. They played on Sunday, too. It's not like they had any more time off than us. So it's been like that the last 3 weeks, you know. When we played San Diego, they played on Monday night, too, the week before. So it's not like we're going against a team that's got more time to prepare or rest than us.
Thoughts on seeing Andy and what the place is going to be like on Thursday night?
Imagine like it'll be loud just like it was this last week.
Be strange seeing him on the other side of
it? Yeah, I mean, things happen like that. Other players go to other teams and stuff like that. You know, it's just like one of your friends getting traded or cut, picked up by somebody else. So It'll be different. I don't imagine I'll probably pay too much attention to it. I'll be playing a game.
Shady was saying that, you know, they may have put it in the box and tried to take him out, but pretty much showed that they can take one dimension out and you guys can still be pretty lethal at times. That's got to be a pretty comforting fact, knowing how dynamic this offense can be, even if they try to shut down one area.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were able to do some good things, obviously. I don't think we played very well in the first quarter, and I think that's initially what ended up losing the game for us.